First this morning, the Iraqi Prime Minister says he does not want Arab states to expand their air campaign against Islamic State militants from Syria to Iraq. Haider al-Abadi has also said he won't accept any foreign combat troops in his country, professing confidence in the fighting ability of his own forces. And the Australian Air Force has now begun limited operations over Iraq, but the Foreign Minister says the government is still awaiting a specific official request from Iraq to begin launching strikes. Barney Porter reports.
Four Arab states have taken part in the US-led air campaign against IS in Syria, but Iraq doesn't want them in his country. However, in a wide-ranging interview with the BBC, Haider al-Abadi has said he will accept all other offers of help to turn back IS militants.
The Americans, they came forward. The Brits, they came forward and they're giving them permission. The French, they've done the same. The Australians, some people say to me, why you need all of that? Just rely on the Americans. I say, no, I want an international umbrella, international coalition, so that I'll use all. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know what the next step will be, what the next threat will be. I have to protect the population, so I'm taking all opportunities possible.
The Australian Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has told RN this morning, while Australian reconnaissance and air refuelling operations have begun, Iraq has yet to ask for military strikes.
We are waiting for a specific request from the Iraqi government. We, of course, would only go into Iraq at the invitation of and with the consent of the Iraqi government. We have made an offer in response to their general request for assistance, and when the details are known and we have the appropriate diplomatic clearances, then the matter will go to the National Security Committee for consideration and then to our cabinet.
Mr. al-Abadi says he's confident the Iraqi ground forces are now up to the task. After being routed during the IS offensive that left the militants in control of much of the country's north, including the city of Mosul.
This is reorganisation, a restructuring for our armed forces, which is necessary. Our armed forces structure has changed completely after Mosul.
And he doesn't want any foreign troops on the ground in Iraq. Instead, he sees the key to turning the tide against IS was winning over local Sunni tribes in areas now controlled by IS.
At the moment, we have controlled and contained that threat in the areas which we are fighting in. I don't have a worry on this. But my worry is what is beyond that. We have to liberate all areas, including Al-Anbar and including Mosul. I think we need extensive forces to do that. And the only way forward is to use local people to fight ISIL in these areas. We have to move to local people who are ready and prepared to take part in this fight to kick out ISIL. That's the only way forward.
Meanwhile, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is pressing the West to find a long-term solution to the crises in Iraq and Syria, saying dropping tons of bombs on the IS would only provide temporary respite.
Barney Porter.